podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Kill my
mind. Warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
Feeling pretty good on a buzz scale. Just getting started. Hoping to get to... Might need to ride home. I don't know.
He's got to turn it to 11. You know, Spinal Tap. Turn it to 11. Turn it to 11 here. Welcome back to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble.
We have
a fantastic show for you tonight. All the way from Carlton, Michigan, Andy Torres.
You hype me up, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Welcome. Hey,
thanks
for coming
joining
on
us. Yeah.
What do you think of the Basement Bar?
It looks awesome down here. There's a lot of cool mirrors, a lot of cool. I'm not a huge State fan, but you got a nice collection going over there. It's
fair enough.
Cool. It's pretty cool.
We got, when Tony from the Crossfaded Sports came down, he specifically wore his U of M shirt just to piss us off. So.
And he loved every minute of it, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Kept standing out. Am I looking all right? Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
That type of shit. But no, I'm excited to have you. It's awesome. I've heard
excited
a lot about
you.
Eddie's been talking about you. So I know what you do for a living, but what do you do for a living so everybody else knows?
Yeah. So I'm the materials supervisor at Glass Tender. Kind of worked my way up through the ranks there. I started there as a welder. I got let go a couple months into the job.
Economy got
real bad. They ended up calling me back for an office position. I was pretty quick on the keyboard. So I started as a refrigeration planner, and then they carved out a special seat for me being an MRP admin. Like, coming up through all these steps, man, it's like I've really written a lot of the processes that we follow in my department.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah.
The reason we're awesome is because of you. Got it. Yeah. All right.
The SOP, man.
Yeah. What is MRP? I keep hearing about it and how it breaks.
Material requirement planning.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. It's not that it breaks. There's a lot of checks that we have to do before we run it, so we're making sure we're only ordering the parts that we need to manufacture.
Hell yeah. Nice. Yeah. Beer manufacturing. Okay. I love it, man. I love when we get beer industry people on the show. It's fun.
It makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like you're... whack ass fucking weed shit.
Yeah. So that's how it goes. I know. No, it's funny. I'm one of the few that just don't do it at all. I used to when I was younger a lot. And I did when I started, but then working with it every day kind of takes you out of the love of it.
I'm sure. What I was gonna say, what's that like being in an industry like that, and then you're just like, yeah, I've totally lost interest.
I don't really know. I feel like the industry in itself makes it too good nowadays. Where it's like, back in the day, you could smoke and smoke and smoke and just feel good. Now it's like, you smoke and you're like, man, I'm ready for bed.
It's atomically strong.
I'm waiting for the time where the industry gets so interesting where they're trying to make you feel different ways. You know what I mean? Kind of like beer does.
Different
You can have this high ABV beer that really gets you drunk fast, or you can have light beer. Where's the light weed, man? You know what I'm saying?
There's no light weed anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's just all it's 0 to 100 real quick. No.
Yeah.
I just want to smoke a joint and feel fine. They should call it concert weed. You know what I'm saying? You never want to be baked at a concert. You just want to feel good. Kind of that's why I drink at concerts, to feel good. I have, two or three or, five
13 beers.
Yeah.
I do this thing where just because I drive, mm-hmm. Obviously we don't get a whole lot of good shows up here, but Detroit, you ever do that thing where you're just counting your cups and you just keep them stacked. And I'm like, oh, seven, I should probably stop right
now.
Yeah.
Seven at intermission. You're like, yeah, two more. You're like, I'm fine. And it gives me an hour to So I'm just waiting for that, for that to happen. But other than that, that's why I just stay away from it. And I work in the weed industry and I drink a lot of beer. So, I'm just walking around. They're like, hey, have you tried that? I'm like, fuck no, I haven't.
Yeah.
But it smells good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we make a lot of chocolate. Sorry. We make a lot of chocolates, gummies. We do everything from the time we grow
Weed Wonka.
Yeah, I am.
Weed Wonka.
Yeah. Smeegs in the Chocolate Factory.
I thought it was weird you did that like funny roll with the cane and the top hat when you came down.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was kind of nice.
A little nod to Wilder.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, the best Wonka, as you could say.
Yeah, for real.
Man.
Yeah, no, Andy, he does a crazy amount out there. Like, you're so very relaxed, and you're just such a calm, cool dude. But, like, when you really look at what you do and the bullshit you have to deal with, I'm surprised that you can remain so even keeled.
It's a lot, man. It really is.
It's like, and that's why we drink beer.
Yeah, that's why we drink beer. No, honestly, man, it's like I have one of the best teams at that shop. Those guys really, like, are passionate about what they do. Mm-hmm. You know, our goal is just to make sure that our customers are satisfied, which is the assembly line, you know?
Right.
So, everybody playing their part, like, really makes my job easier. It's not an easy job. I just want to say that, but they make it easier.
How big is the team that you look after?
I think I have 8 people.
Nice.
I have 8 people under me.
Nice. Yeah. It's very nice when it's a close knit team
that.
You know?
And these guys, I mean, like, we handle the majority, all of the manufactured parts, you know. There are like thousands of SKUs and most of the purchase parts. Like, Glastender is still pretty like early in the phase where we don't have control of all the inventory. A lot of it's at the point of use. So like you know, assemblers have the ability to pull their own parts, and I'm slowly trying to like get that all, you know, back to us.
That'd be nice, an inventory. Yeah,
remember the guy I told you who's always working his ass off blaring Disney tunes?
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's one of his workers.
Oh nice, nice.
That's awesome. Guy's Kurt's awesome.
Yeah, Kurt's gets cool. down and just fucking bust ass.
Oh yeah,
that's awesome. It's always a good. I have a 6-year-old woman who loves our show, listens to it often. Shell, love her. Yep, she was busting her ass today, but she runs circles around anybody, and we have people ranging from 21 and up, and she's the oldest, one of the oldest in the facility, and she can outwork anybody. It's insane. Yep, she's like, come on, and she's looking at me, and I'm fucking half dead. I'm like, relax. Let me fucking grab a drink of water. I can go take an 8-hour nap real quick, but yeah. No, it's awesome to have people like that. They
big,
really
big
keep it
difference
going.
Is though he's in a refrigerator the entire time, which is always why he looks like this.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Compared to the sauna, that
I was just about to say it comes like, in like a beach day, and I'm here like it's fucking 30 below us.
Right now I am, man. Like normally in our office, it's fucking cold.
Mm-hmm. The first time I'd ever seen it, he's got a fucking heated like keyboard pad fucking thingy.
What it gets. Frigid in my office.
That's sick, actually.
Yeah, you can control it. Like, it gets hot, and you can rest on it.
Like, your mat and everything? Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
The sad part is, like, I need it, though.
Yeah.
The HVAC system and that, like, there's 3 different offices, and it's tied to the break room. Anytime it's, like, I don't know, 70 outside, it's, like, it feels like 60 in my office, maybe below that.
See, that's what they keep us at all times.
Oh, yeah?
yep, because we have chocolate, you know, and it's, like, so I'm fucking cold. And I cannot wait until I get, like, well, I brought in my own space heater and got denied. They told me to take it home. They were like, nope, fire hazard. And I'm like, fuck you. Yeah. Like,
I brought in my fan, and I'm real glad nobody, knock on wood, nobody said shit about my fan being in there.
The heaters, they went through, like, everybody's stuff and were like, look, we can't have these people.
Oh, shit. Was I not supposed to say that? Do I got to cut that out? That you have a heat?
Probably.
No, I don't have it. No, the heater, ceramic heater.
No, I know,
like,
but your thingy?
No, the heating pad is fine.
Oh, okay.
USB, like, it's
okay.
It's good.
All right. No. I just want to know because I'd make a mark to fucking edit that shit out.
That's flag. cut that.
No, that's just a warmer. We're talking heater.
Yeah.
I got fucking those, whatchamacallit?
Hand warmers?
Yeah, but they're electronic.
Ooh.
They're not like, you know, like where you take them out
the
of the package.
The ones that we used to do
shake.
For disc golf? Yeah.
Yeah, but these are like, they're like two, they look like little bananas, but you hold them in your hands and then they can connect and make
you got a fucking
one.
Hot dick.
Yeah, basically. Carrying around two micro penises just at all times. Like,
yeah.
They
that
get
sounds
hot
about right.
Yep. Sometimes you like got to bring them up and rub them on the face. Yeah. Welcome to Basement Bar, SB and Babble, everybody.
Hell yeah.
No, it's fun. Well, I'm glad that we got to know you a little bit. Now we're going to get into the brass tacks. We always talk about what? Go ahead.
Well, I have some shit. You're going to talk about like what you've been watching, listening, how's your week, all that shit.
Yeah.
All right. So I have two things. One thing, I've been trying to segment the network, figure out VLANs, and basically for security, segmenting the network. Okay. And I have a little localized network that's disconnected from ours. And I've been trying to fucking make it work. And it
kept denying everything, and I couldn't access anything, so I went, fuck this, and I went to lunch. I come back, and everybody's in disarray. There's chaos. The network is down. Nothing's working. My heart went into my anus. And I was like, what the fuck did I break? And I go into the closet, and Andy's like unplugging shit. And
oh, this is
stuff
at
out.
Work.
This is today.
Oh.
This is today.
Was it
about 2 o'clock?
Yeah, I think I was in Hatch's office, yeah. And he's trying to look stuff
yep.
up, and
yeah.
we're like, what?
Yep.
I was like, dude, I'll just look on my phone.
Yeah, I thought I fucking took the whole network down. I was like, oh my God, no. We, what? Fuck was that?
Oh, I think those are my directions.
Oh shit!
You are. Did it just say you are lost? I think you are lost.
Right yeah. Now. Well, I was fucking lost. I get into the closet and Andy's unplugging shit and everything, and Tristan's like, he looks at me and he sees my face and he goes, "Don't worry, it wasn't you." And I was like, "Oh fuck, thank God." Andy's like, "No." He's like, "For some reason, one of the sales guys' computer is just eating all of the bandwidth." Like, it's sucking all of the bandwidth away from everybody. And so, yeah.
What were they running?
The backup. The backups, like our Synology backup. But it's not supposed to do that. Oh. And so we had to shut it down. And then instantly the internet came back. And yeah. I was like, holy fuck. So that was today. Yesterday, I took an allergy pill.
And I ate chicken.
And I went to B-dubs.
Why'd you do that? Why why did I know exactly that?
Aren't you deathly allergic to chicken?
Oh, yeah, just yes. a little bit.
But Tiffany and I were having a conversation, and she's like, maybe it's just a food intolerance and not an actual allergy.
So try it, yeah.
And yeah, and she's like, you know, and I was like, well, it has been a lot of years since I've had it. Maybe it's like taste buds, and it's changed, and it'll be better. So I went to B-dubs, and I got 6 Parm Gar. Oh, my God. They were so good. They were so fucking good.
I can imagine. I haven't had chicken in so
I got
long.
A bunch of phlegm and some heartburn.
And that was it.
And that was it.
Really?
And I was like, let's fucking go. So I'm going to keep, like, every couple days, have a few
just
wings.
Just a little bit.
Just to have just a few a wings.
Dude,
and
like
see if I can build
one of
the
those
tolerance
moms
up.
That are, like, giving their kids, like, those little peanut pills. Like, yeah. They have a peanut allergy.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Well, maybe if I just, like, keep exposing them over a long time, they'll
yeah.
eventually grow out of it.
I'm going to homeopathic chicken this shit. I don't
Didn't
know,
you
man.
Just like avoid death like a couple of months ago?
Yeah. Yeah. That
and
was
you're just
March.
Like, yeah, yeah, that was fun. Let's do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're really living on the edge, Eddie.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right, man.
One day you're going to walk in and go, where is it? Fucking chicken.
Life is a highway. I'm going
guy
my way.
Died at the B-dubs last week.
Yeah. You're going to be calling him like, are yeah. you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Why? Oh,
oh,
fuck.
And I saw John Jans. I haven't seen John Jans in so long.
JJ.
One of my last call stories included him. We're going to have him on the show. He lives right over by Jake, actually. But
oh, no shot.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great, great guy. He was on a swim team with me. We graduated together. Great dude. Was in the Coast Guard fighting terrorism. He was on their terrorist-like anti-thing for years.
Nice.
And yeah, fuck of a dude. Real good dude.
Fuck so, of a dude.
But I hadn't seen him in like 15 years, and he was like, holy shit, and he comes up with his kids, and I was like, oh my God. Like, yeah, it was really cool.
Awesome.
It was a lot of fun. So anyway, sorry. That's what
only
I've been
at
doing.
B-dubs you can do that.
Yeah. Only at B-dubs. Bringing families and friends together.
That's right.
And they had Oktoberfest on tap.
Yeah, they did.
It was good shit.
Yeah, they do.
Sorry. I'm done. You guys.
No, you're good. I haven't been to B-dubs in a while, but I did go to a place called Beef O'Brady's.
Oh, it's so good.
I've lived in Saginaw
yeah.
for most of my
it's
life.
Over.
Uh-huh. I've still never been there.
It's Whoa, so good.
Dude,
I hear
do you
there.
Like
it's
chicken
right.
wings?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I got some in my fridge right now.
They're my favorite. They are my favorite wing place, and I've been there one time.
Oh, shit.
You got to
okay.
go. I'm you got to get those Philly popper thingies at Hex. What did we have that night?
Oh, the egg rolls? Southwest
yeah,
egg rolls.
The Southwest yeah, egg roll thing.
Oh, Southwest
Holy
egg rolls.
Fuck,
those
dude.
Are good.
They serve them up with this sweet chili sauce. Oh, it's pretty good.
To die for type
yeah.
of shit.
I live a block away. So
yeah,
like,
it's so good.
Especially in the summertime, man. It's like, you know, late or even now it's starting to cool off. Like, I'll just, you know, take a
mosey
block
on
walk.
Down.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh.
Go for some food. They got some pretty good
things. I wish
but
I was
yeah,
like
Beef
close
O'Brady,
to,
sorry.
I wish I live close to something like that, like a good restaurant. Like I have the fucking shot and show. And I'm not saying it's bad, but there's
no food
there. You
can no walk down
there.
To the palace. It's a bit of a trek, but you can walk down.
Yeah.
If only Hooligans opened again, then you'd
be oh,
yeah.
I'd be fucking
oh, yeah.
living, dude.
yeah.
But Beef O'Brady's, let me tell you. So we were there. We had a fantasy football draft with my work. And it's not too far away. So I called up Rob, and I was like, yo, got this draft. I'm going to Beef O'Brady. She thought the name was hilarious. She was like, Beef O'Brady? I'm like, all right, enough with the shit. I'm hanging up now, but I'm going to go get drunk and draft football players. And she's like, all right. Went there, and we had these appetizers. They had these, I think they were called Mott's Planks or something like that. Mozzarella Planks, basically. They're like Cheez-Its, but they're huge. And it's just a slice of mozzarella that's fried.
It's, well, hold on, Cheez-Its, like a baked piece of bread, like in the shape of
a
square?
It was like, let's say you slice mozzarella and it looked like a Cheez-It, but it was like enlarged.
Oh, okay.
And then they fried that shit. Ooh. They gave you six of them with an array of different sauces. I almost died right there, right? I was like, this is fucking amazing. That
it's cardiac arrest Cheez-It?
No, it was basically like, it was basically like a fucking, what do you call them? Like mozzarella sticks?
Yeah.
But instead of
mozzarella square,
it was planks. They were called mozzarella planks. Okay. You know, it was like a slice. It was thick, that thick, right? So I got six of those, and I was like, "I'm fucking yes." Had three beers in the time that those planks came and went, right? And then the bartender came over to me, and she was like, "You want another?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And I was having shorts. I was having shorts.
Yeah.
But I had an array of beers. I had Oktoberfest was my first one.
Nice.
Then I had a cherry wheat. For some reason, they still had that on tap.
I have to clarify. Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Both, yes.
Fuck Lion.
Both, Google. both. Sam Adams Oktoberfest fan. Sam Adams.
Know the difference.
There's a big difference. Sam Adams is top of the line.
I mean, that's
Sam
the only Adams one I've had. The Rolls I've never Royce. Even had the Lion.
Lion and Kugels is Kmart.
But okay. I'm not going to lie. There's a shit ton of Oktoberfest, and that still is the best one. But. And then I had Sam Adams cherry wheat. And then I went to, I was like, all right, what like domestics do you have? And they gave me a shit ton of shitty beers. So I was like, I guess I'll go with the best one, Miller Lite. Out of their list, Miller Lite was the best. She comes up and she's like, are you feeling all right? And I said, well, yeah, like I'm fine. I haven't even ordered my entree yet. She was like, well, you've had three beers. Meanwhile, Derek's sitting like, next to me.
Do you listen to our podcast?
Meanwhile,
why are you counting?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Not only that.
She's like, it's my job.
But meanwhile, my boss is sitting next to me. Same age as me, on his third Long Island tea. I said, are you fucking, am I okay? I was like, this guy's yelling in this fucking restaurant. You're asking me if I'm okay. Pissed me off. So then she kept serving me. But yeah, then I got these wings. I'm a big dry rub guy, big lemon pepper guy.
I love lemon pepper.
Oh, lemon pepper dry rub is the best. Yeah. At B-Dubs, it's really good, but at Beef O'Brady's, it's unreal. Yeah. The shit, these... traditional wings,
what are you
bone-in
at?
Wings.
Like, you can't even have chicken.
No, that's no, but I'm just saying. The lemon pepper flavor, I'm not a fan of. Hmm. Or dry rub.
Oh, I love dry rub. Don't give me this.
I like wet, sloppy things.
Yeah, of course you do. But yeah, these traditional wings were like the size of the chicken itself. It's insane. Oh, they were so good. I don't know what they do to those chickens over there at Beef's, but...
Well, inject them with steroids, probably.
Beefy. Probably.
Yeah, it's beefy.
Well, it's a shit ton of chicken, dude. I was full. And on Wednesdays, they do 10 for 10 bucks.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Might or
have
20 for 20
over
bucks.
There on Friday or something.
Well, then you won't get the 10 for 10, though.
Oh, what day is it on?
Wednesday.
Eddie, what are you doing?
Yeah, true. Right? Your tally. You'll order one wing, and that'll be enough, I swear.
Oh, shit. Right? I forgot. You can't have chicken, man.
Yeah, but they have a lot of good
maybe.
Shit, though.
We'll see.
But maybe, yeah. We got to push your tolerance, buddy. We got to get you up there.
You can spend like $2 on chicken and then get a burger on the side.
May I have, that's what I did last night. I got six of the wings and then a burger just in case, but I smashed a six wings because they were so fucking good. And then I ate the burger.
Damn.
And like, I was like, I went full. I was like, show me your fat potential. That was
you know when you get done with like a really nice meal and you're like, oh, I could die happy.
Yep. Yeah.
I feel like you're just on the brink of that every time you're having chicken meals.
He's like, I can eat chicken, but I have to have an entire entree afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's what saved me. Maybe that's, I just.
It's not like a side salad. It's like an after entree.
An after entree.
The burger was my dessert.
Are we thinking dessert? Yeah, I'll have a barbecue bacon burger. It's like, Jesus Christ, what?
You just had a whole ribeye. Yeah, hi, have we met?
Oh,
oh shit. What about you? How's your week been? What you been listening to? Anything fun? Watching anything cool? Or?
Yeah, a little bit. So like the work week, it's gone by pretty smooth, man. This is probably like, I don't know, the most less stressed week. Yeah, right. For real. The most less stressed week I've had in a while.
Nice.
Like, Mondays went pretty well. Tuesday, you know, smooth. As far as watching, I recently got done binge watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
I didn't like, you know, get on the train
me
when
neither.
All that stuff was happening, but from season one all the way to like, I think it's eight or
Eight or nine.
Oh, dude. It's good. I was trying to like do one and a half episodes every night.
There you go.
And then that thing happens where you like fall asleep and you're like, fuck, we're like,
Oh, you always got to rewind it. Yeah. You know a show is good when you hate even missing a second of it. You know, you have to go back and you like take it a few seconds back and be like, I've seen it, but I'm okay with watching it again. Yeah.
We did that shit last time I was at your house. We fucking fell asleep halfway through that movie.
Oh, dude, I fell asleep at the beginning. I was like, I'm not
bum,
doing
ba,
this.
Bum.
I'm done. Yeah. That's basically my out to be like, all right, we're all going to just watch a movie now, and then I'll pass out.
That's a good one. Yeah.
So recently finished that. I like started Attack on Titan a long time ago.
Oh, it's so good.
I was waiting for like the last season to like come out dubbed.
Yeah.
You're just invested in like the voices after you've watched.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm at this point where you know, they find Levi and then he disappears like off into the river and stuff.
Spoilers.
For everybody else, we've all seen it.
I like it's it's everybody else. You guys are
Tony is just screaming at his radio right now.
Stop it. Yeah. As far as music, you know, with the changing of the seasons, man, it's like during the summertime, I was listening to like a Hippie Sabotage. I went to a Electric Forest.
Oh, did you?
Saw their set.
Yep.
Did not care for it.
Oh, that sucks.
All. And I
got blue balled at the concert, man.
Because I had never heard them before. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of just turned me off. And then one day I was just like, let's check it out. It slaps. It's pretty good.
Just not good live.
Just not good live, or maybe they had a bad set, whatever
they
it was.
Yeah.
But
they could have been on the drugs too. You never know.
That too. I would make an attempt to go see them live again.
There you go.
Like I really do like enjoy that. But now it's like the seasons are changing. I'm slowing it down a little bit. I went back to like listening to Rainbow Kitten Surprise. I don't know if you guys hear.
Nope, not a bit.
Check them out.
Okay.
Like the name is suspect, but man,
what's the genre? Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Ooh, I don't even know what you would.
That sounds like a Baskin's flavor of ice cream.
That's pretty good.
Baskin Robin.
How many years have been going? What is that? Fucking 20, 30, 40,
so
something like that?
I didn't even know those guys until I saw a set at Electric Forest again like 2 years ago.
Nice.
They were on the lineup and. You know, for a festival, they'll release like, hey, here's everybody who's coming.
Yep.
It was a super long name and it looked really odd. And I was just like,
I want to go see them.
That's got to be something, you know? So before a festival, it's like, I love experiencing or finding new artists.
Right? Oh, hell yeah.
So at work, you know, you're there for 8.5, 9 hours sometimes. I'm like, let's cue these guys up, see what they have to offer. And man, I fell in love with them. You guys should check them out. Yeah.
Electric Kitten Surprise.
Huh.
Yeah, we're going to have to listen to that after this podcast.
Yeah, we're going to, yeah.
Because I'm interested now. That is a long name. I like that.
Actually, we have the technology.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
What have you been listening to recently, Eddie?
A book on tape, actually. Pastor recommended it. He's reading it right now. It's called The Anxious Generation. And it's all about how between 2010 and 2015, the highest rise of mental illness in human history, like, came.
Yeah.
And it's attributed completely to social media and massive online player games and loot boxes and all that like that. Just all that dopamine.
I mean, have you ever been in like a game lobby back when we were growing up? That shit was ruthless. That would have made anybody want to kill themselves. Like,
but see, back when I did it, we had actual LAN parties where it wasn't online gaming. You would bring a Switch. Not a Nintendo, like an actual fucking networking switch, and plug 16 Xboxes into it all around the house, and everybody would have their own TV, or a couple would, you know, would double up and shit, and then you play, and then you run to the center, and you have snacks, and you fucking talk shit at each other, and then you run back, and you play another, like, it was still that you're getting human interaction, and like, you're still playing with people, where now, everybody's so engrossed into the virtual world that kids are not growing up normal and they're not getting the human interaction that they need to get.
They don't get their friends coming over from the other room and just talking shit to their faces.
They can't socialize. Fucking, we had a problem the other day where we needed to order a bunch of pizza at work and stuff, and can't we just do it online? It's like, no, just call, we'll get it done right
now. People get so anxious about just talking to somebody on the phone.
And pick up the phone and go, I want 16 large pepperoni pizzas. Thank you so much. We'll be there in 30 minutes. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
shit, I forgot to give him the address.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like, fuck. I don't want to talk to them. Why? What are you going to do? What are they going to fucking hate you?
Yeah.
What are they going to go? No, fuck you, bitch. You ain't getting my pizza. Like, it's a business.
I remember when the pizza portal came out and everybody's like, oh, I don't have to fucking talk or look at anybody. I can just go in, hit my code, grab my shit, walk away. Yeah. It's crazy.
I do get the hype on the pizza portal, though, because have you ever been to a Little Caesars and you walk
I've
in?
I've seen it. Yeah.
And they don't have shit hot or ready? That pisses me off. When you're like, can I get a pizza? Well, can you wait 5 minutes? Bitch, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's gotten like bad.
That's what I'm saying. It's hot and ready. It ain't hot and ready no more. It's like, it'll be hot and ready in about 5 minutes. Yeah. You got to give us a break.
Cold and slow.
Yeah, cold and slow.
So this is Cocaine Jesus, Rainbow Kitten Surprise. I want to try a little bit of this here.
All right.
Listen, talking for your name, say, Jesus, Mary, Magdalene, you are you okay? Sitting by the well, till you're falling down the hill, jacking everybody last. Don't you pray to a cocaine Jesus in a black car seat. Got a man, don't need it, but you wait, hey, call me who you want, or just call me who you need it. If you only ever need it, while I beg.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. That shit jams. I'm gonna look more of that up. That's
Me
really
too.
Good.
That,
I like
that
groove. That
front man's got a great voice.
Yeah,
Holy
really.
Shit.
Yeah, that's some good groove.
Is that mainly how most of their songs go right there? Is just like that.
That's a pretty good vibe, yeah.
It's like a gospel hype.
Yeah.
You know, like a hype gospel type of
Hell
music.
Hell yeah.
That's
I like
hype.
It.
I mean, Cocaine Jesus, man.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
He's high on life.
That's what I'm saying. He got into that little white powder and he's just like, fucking fist bumping in the back.
Nice.
So when COVID happened, these guys were supposed to play at that festival, and they ended up canceling the festival. So we missed out on seeing them that year. Right? There was no festival. Following year, they were lined up again, and man, I was just like lost in this other set. And my aunt, who I go with, she's like a couple years older than me. She introduced me to that whole festival. She had to like basically drag me away from this Grizz set, which is EDM.
Oh, I know Grizz. Yeah. I like Grizz.
So at night, man, the lasers are going off. We're at this one set, and she's like, if you don't go to Rainbow Kitten Surprise that you missed out for a year already, she's like, you're going to be really mad with yourself in the morning. She's got this whole story about how she like drugged me through the forest. I'm like kind of messed up, just like checking out lights and things like that and getting distracted.
I can taste the colors.
We finally get there, man, and like it's kind of like a hangar bay situation, right? There's like this kind of half dome thing. They've got sand at like the back half of the set.
Yeah.
And nice. I just like I get there, dude, and they're jamming out, and I like take my shoes, kick my shoes off and my socks, and I start dancing. And I'm like, Tina, take your shoes off. And she's like, I'm wearing like boots. She's like laced up like all the way to the knee. I was like, that sucks. And I just kept going, man. It was awesome.
Dude, having sand at a fucking concert would be amazing.
It felt so good, man.
Was she the one at your house that night?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Real. Yeah. She's fun.
She's cool.
Real
man.
Nice.
She's like
lady.
My best friend. Shout out That's to awesome. Tina.
Hey, Tina.
Thank you, Tina, for
being
keeping
awesome.
Andy happy and being awesome. Yeah. No, that's awesome, though. I've never been to EF, but I've always wanted to go.
Man, being in Michigan, you should try it. We've met people from like all over the world.
Oh, fucking so many people travel with Electric Force.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, I've never been. I got a shout out to Mickey.
Yeah, Mickey.
Yeah. He goes every year. That dude's you and him would get along great. He has that your kind of same vibe. Yeah.
Is that like Hooligans, Mickey?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I like Mickey.
Yeah,
he's a good guy. Real good guy. Yeah. But I don't know, any music festivals, I don't know if I've gone to festival. I've been to a bunch of concerts I did go, so it wasn't a music festival, but I went to the Oddball Comedy Fest back in 2014 at the Pine Knob there.
Yeah.
And it was like...
Still Pine Knob now?
I know, right? It was DTE then, but I refused. Okay. It was, yeah,
it's always been Pine Knob, yeah.
It was so cool. Somebody had a complete replica DeLorean out front.
Damn.
Like Back to the Future with the fucking flux capacitor the plutonium shit on the back.
Now, was it like the original, or was it like when they went from the future back
two.
When you could throw in the fucking
Back to the
junk
Future
shit.
2, yeah. Junk 2. It had the plutonium. It had the, yeah.
Everyone's just throwing their garbage.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, fly, fucker. Damn it.
Yeah. So that was cool walking in, and then there was a bunch of people that played, and I can't remember half of them. I drank a lot. But I do remember Flight of the Conchords and Jeff Ross and Jim Jefferies, I believe, was there.
Nice.
And then who closed it out?
Hayward Banks.
Dave Chappelle.
Damn. No way.
Nice. Yeah. So holy I've seen shit. Dave Chappelle live, dude. Holy it was fuck. Fucking awesome.
That's
and
crazy.
It was a little bittersweet because it had just come off of his like ruckus that had happened in New York where somebody was like filming him or throwing some shit or some dumb stuff. And so they were very adamant of like, we don't want to see a single phone out when we're out here or whatever. And he comes out and he's like, you motherfuckers. He's like, Detroit. You know, it's not Detroit. But it was. Oh, dude, it was so much fun. It was such a great set.
Every like big name that comes to Michigan and plays, it's just like, how we doing Detroit? And you'd be up in fucking Traverse
Sterling
City.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, all right.
I guess.
You always get those people in the crowd that. It's not Detroit.
Yeah, true.
Royal Oak, but close enough.
Yeah, you'll be super close. Yeah. Like, how we doing Detroit? Nope.
Clarkston, wrong. But close enough.
Oh, that's funny.
What about you? You been to any music fests? Any big-ass concerts?
Well, I'm playing one this weekend I'm super excited about. But,
you're playing one this weekend?
I am.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Not only does he go, he plays.
I do play.
Oh,
I
fuck.
Play
he's gonna. Andy's going to be at that one. That's right.
Which oh,
one?
Really? You're going to be at the old Smeeg Fest?
Oh, dude, I'm trying to. I'm supposed to go camping, but honestly, I'm running
you're gonna
into
camp
a,
here.
A dog sitter situation. So, I can't just...
Happy pets are welcome as long as they're your responsibility.
They're he's pretty cool.
Our dogs are not welcome. They have to go somewhere else. But other people's dogs are welcome.
It's you board your own dogs for this festival?
Well, it's because they're psycho. We love them to death, but they're psycho.
They don't act right around the water.
Gotcha.
So when people want to go swimming.
Oh, yeah. People go in the pool, they think they're drowning, and they're just like...
Dude, so my brother's dog does this thing. He's like a half... doodle or something?
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So we had my niece's
one of them.
My
niece's
golden labra shits a doodle.
my niece's first birthday was at my mom's house. She's got this huge in-ground pool.
Yeah.
So there are kids and grown-ups jumping into this pool, and this dog, who could stand up and easily be like 6 feet tall, is just like booking it around the yard and then hopping in after these people.
Oh, shit.
Hilarious, yeah.
Thankfully, they don't jump in after anybody, but they get damn close, and they're like, bah, 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 bah.
And they won't stop barking.
Won't stop,
So that's why they're leaving.
Yeah. But if you can bring your dog.
Yeah, absolutely.
I probably wouldn't bring him. He would be cool. He'd be chill. He's just like, he's an older boy now, man.
Oh,
gotcha.
Yeah.
14 or 15.
He's like, I'm trying to find that comfy ass spot to sit.
yeah, pretty much.
I don't see
pretty
none much. Of them around here. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah.
My boy wants to bring his dog.
It's
going to
be a great last call story next time we record.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Because of this weekend.
We got a keg and we're ready for the backup.
Yeah,
one.
We, one of the engineers lent me a glass tender. Fucking made kegerator, which is going to be amazing. We're getting Ideal Party Stores hooking us up with the kegs.
Nice.
And yeah.
Did you get a single door, double door?
Single door. Mm-hmm. Just a single. We're getting one half barrel and another on reserve.
Okay.
Just in case. So we've got that. We've got Roger redid the deck. He put the fucking Edison lights up. They're so pretty.
Yeah,
we got a porta potty coming. We've got fucking signs out there already with
where is Raj?
I know, right?
Forward to meeting this
I know
guy.
He comes when he wants to. So
we're really hoping he
hopefully
he,
you
that guy
him
seems
a
like a toolbox full of crazy. Like he's just full of like dad jokes,
dude,
and one-liners,
dude,
and zippers.
He's amazing.
And,
yeah, I know. We need to get him down, but he's
one
working.
Of my favorite
he's been working all day. He might be fucking passed out by now. I don't know.
Well, I know he was smashing some fucking pizza. So
oh yeah, that'll get you. Speaking of smashing shit, I think it might be time for
is it time?
Beer of the week.
Oh, I fucking love this time.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a
hell yeah. Beer of the week.
Hey, we're back, man.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. We never left.
So, beer of the week is Corktoberfest from Brew Detroit in Detroit, Michigan.
No shot.
It is a 5.7% ABV.
It's not like Bob Seger playing in fucking Cadillac when he's just like, yeah, Detroit. No, not Cadillac. Right? But no, I'm just kidding.
Or Kiss. Cadillac Town is Kiss Town, USA.
No shot.
Yeah.
Really?
What is that? What is that? What is that? No shot. When did that start? Fuck that. Stop you and your fucking Instagram. God. Anyway. Cheers.
I'm soft, cheers. Man. No, I'm just kidding. It's warm. Ugh. Ooh, no. I bet it'd be great cold. I bet it'd be good cold.
Who brought that, the can?
Me. That's not...
No fridge in sight for him.
It's not great.
Doesn't know about ice.
It's not... Oh. I mean, we love Ideal Party Store, but all their fancy beers are on a shelf, not in the fridge. So
that's skunky.
It is. I'm not a fan.
I don't like it. I bet it'd be better cold. So I'm going to go with a 1.75.
Yeah.
1.5. I know you guys have a scale. 1.5.
Yeah, 1.5. That sounds about right. That is unfortunate.
I'm going to drink it because it's free.
Me too. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Anything free is worth saving up for.
It's for me, yeah. Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah. No shot against Ideal Party Store, but thank you to them. Thank you.
No
Ideal
shots,
on
no
Johnson
shit.
Or Salzburg.
It's just like autocorrect for no shit.
Yeah.
No shot. I mean, shit.
What the duck?
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah. And so, I got it. Let me get one more. Hang on.
The second one was worse for me.
Even the smell isn't.
I like how he smelled the mic like it that could have affected it, you know?
It's rubbery. It has a very, like...
What are you tasting?
Like a polyurethane fucking flavor to it.
Well, it looks like polyurethane.
Like, you know, if you look a window, like, that's kind of what it fucking... that's kind of what it tastes like, man. The fucking...
I can say so much, but I'm going to shut the fuck up.
How many windows have you licked?
I used to work in...
Certified window licker.
I used to work in Daytona Project, Building 100 in Dow. We made 80% of the world's polyurethane and primers, so...
You did?
It's, like, ingrained in my system, that fucking smell and...
So when you taste it, you're like, yup.
Yeah. So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day when you, like, ate shit, did it taste like polyurethane?
When I ate shit?
Well, when you just ate stuff...
Oh.
Like you'd take a bite of a burger.
Kind of.
Like,
everything did have a rubbery twinge, which is probably why we were hammered most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, beer trivia!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Basement Bar Beers and Battle bring to you Beer Trivia!
All right. So beer trivia! Multiple choice. First person to raise their hand
I'd
and answer.
That's gross.
Vodka.
First person to raise their... I didn't know those were fucking vodkas. From that, I thought... So, sorry. Side.
Have you ever seen a fifth before?
No.
Hang on. Was vodka?
Hang on. We played in a golf outing a few weeks ago with Dean and Jake.
Yeah.
One of the prizes I got were these little bottles.
Oh, you got that? I thought you got little bottles of, like,
I
Bud
thought
Light
they were
Platinum.
Bud Platinum. Yeah. Oh. I was like, oh, yeah. I went to have one of those the other night, and I was like, this is fucking vodka.
Oh,
this is not
terrible.
Beer. I am sad now.
And you have like 24 of them, don't you?
Yeah, I've
like
got
that?
A whole fucking thing of these, and I was
give
just like.
Give them out at the festival.
I know, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah, really. Anyway.
Stay away from me. Give them to Dennis.
They were not Bud Platinums. Oh. They were just Platinum.
Platinums.
Damn. Yeah.
All right, beer trivia, multiple choice. When was the first lager brewed in the United States? 1840, 1750, 1630, or 1867? Yeah.
67.
No.
Okay, good. Man, I'm glad you hopped on that one first. What was the second option?
1750.
Yeah, let's go with 1750.
No.
God damn
it. It was 1840.
1840. The first U.S. lager was brewed in 1840.
Before the Civil War?
By John Wagner, who had a small brewery in the back of his house on St. John Street in Philadelphia.
Can you even count that, though? It's like just some guy brewing in his tub.
Wagner brought the first lager yeast. He brought the first lager yeast to the United States from a brewery in Bavaria.
Oh.
Bavaria lager.
Good to know.
That makes
sense.
Yeah.
1840, John Wagner, thanks for bringing lager, which is the number one beer in America between Bud, Budweiser, Bud Light, all that. Yeah.
Well, once Raj comes down, I have... Well, did I talk about Cornelius yet?
Did he say?
No,
he's
he didn't
in the
say
red
shit.
Carpet?
Oh. No, but did I talk about Cornelius Johnson at all?
No, I don't. This was kind of like... I feel like I've been making out with like a smoker or something all day.
Yeah.
Like a cigarette, like a chain-smoking...
What you got?
Twat.
What do you got against
Say,
sorry.
Vaping,
what did you say to me?
Vaping's different.
Did I tell you about Cornelius Johnson?
Yeah, because we talked about UConn Cornelius. Who? Craig Newth.
Fuck.
So looks exactly like Yukon Cornelius.
Oh, yeah. He just needs like a longer mustache.
So,
right?
So I already asked those trivia questions?
Yes.
Fuck.
But you can ask it to him. He didn't listen yet.
Oh, yeah. I didn't.
Yeah, I know he didn't, but the listeners will hear it twice.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. They're not answering.
Right. Fuck yeah.
We only. Right. Oh, I got to tell you, Sad Panda. So our platform updated the analytics, and it was like, oh, shit. So it turns out about 80% of what you thought you were getting are just bots. So we have five. We have five listeners. Brussels is apparently a bot.
No.
I know. I was so sad. That's why they never reached out, even though we've talked about them so much. Brussels is literally a fucking bot. However, Germany is real. Russia is real. And that's about it. So,
do you think Russia's just trying to get some insider information?
No, probably. I think they fucking Nostrovia and drink beer.
Well, we can believe that, but if they are getting insider information...
I don't know what information they're getting.
Fuck you.
The inside they're just of turning it on, mouse.
And they're just like... They hear that line that was like, these guys are idiots, and they're like, Fuck, well...
I know, I wish I knew more Russian.
I texted Roger, and I was like, I have trivia, come on. And he's probably like, oh, yeah. Comes down, it's the same fucking trivia. Anyway, you ready for this?
Yeah.
What is the capital of Kentucky?
I feel like I should know this.
Everyone should. But it's hard, because you think it starts with an L, but it doesn't. There you go. There's your hint.
That it doesn't start with an L.
Right. So it's not be Louisville.
Because like, yeah. I said Lexington, and then he said Louisville, and they were like, no, it's...
Frankfurt. Well,
how is this...
Frankfurt.
Oh, I would... I'm like, how is this a beer trivia question?
No, it's not a beer
question. It's just trivia.
These are just trivia. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. What's the second planet from the sun?
I should know this, too, because...
It's tough, isn't it?
I was in elementary.
This is the only one I got right.
I'm your power to desire.
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
Good. Nice hint. Nice hint.
Mars is the third.
No, we're Earth.
The third. We're the
Earth
third. Is the third. Third planet from the
Trump
sun.
Motherfucker.
Yep. With, yeah.
Second dude. Planet.
Remember how I was like, you know, I'm starting out here. I want to get to, like, I need a ride home.
Second planet from the sun is?
Mars?
No.
No! Fuck. We literally.
Fuck.
Venus. He said it, and then he went, fuck.
You can always see it. You can always see it really clearly right next to the moon. It's always the brightest star closest to the moon.
That's true. Now, here's the last one. So the Civil War was the most important American war that, or well, it was only in America, but it was the most important war we've ever stepped our foot in, right?
Well, I would say the Revolution.
But no, I know, but the Civil War is one of the most. It is. You can look it up. I promise you.
I would say one of the most.
Okay, but that's what it is.
Anyway, continue.
It's one of the most important wars, okay?
Yeah.
Give me one of the 4 years that it lasted, and you get it correct.
Oh, are you asking just me?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, because Eddie knows. Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude. I don't know.
Give me just a wild fucking guess.
Let's see. Slavery has been like 100 years. I don't know. 1847.
Oh.
Close. 1861 to 1865.
Damn it.
Yeah. Because I said 1965, but I'm drunk, and I meant 18. He was like, 19? What the fuck? And I went, you know what I meant?
You know what I meant?
Didn't give it to him, though. No point for it. But...
I was the closest without going over, so like,
yeah, that is true. Yeah, Price is Right. Dude, fucking, I love the Price is Right.
I miss the Bob Barker.
Don't forget to spay.
Was it? Yeah. Though
the funny thing is, Bob Barker died in the '80s. Like, it was a robot from then until Drew Carey.
Oh, stop it! Stop it! You know how Drew Carey took over?
That's why he beat Adam Sandler's ass.
Yeah,
the Price is
fucking terminated.
There's nowhere.
Here's some trivia for you. So when they had Bob Barker do that scene. He was like, the only way I'm going to do this is if I get to kick the shit out of you and I win the fight. Because originally it was Adam Sandler kicking the shit out of Bob Barker.
And it's like, how can you reimagine that scene?
Adam like him and hawed about it, but then was finally like, all right, I guess. And that's what it came out to be. And it's fucking brilliant.
It is.
And afterwards he was like, yeah, that was better. Yeah.
Yeah, Price is wrong, bitch. Yeah. Fucking hits him with a peacekeeper.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell. Oh, it's so amazing.
No, so good.
I love how when Drew Carey took over The Price is Right, everyone was like, oh, fuck this. I want Bob Barker. And then he actually turned out to be a good host like 10 years later because he was still going and people were like, why are you still? I guess it's okay. You know, it was like, all right, he got better. But well, yeah, Bob Barker was a fucking G. He would throw in those slights to people when they fucking rolled the big wheel wrong. He was like, oh, 15 cents, sit your ass down. get to the left.
What's your favorite Price is Right game?
Oh, Climb the Hill.
Ooh, the
everyone would say Plinko, but yeah, the yodeling.
Plinko. Plinko's mine.
Plinko, of course Plinko, because there's no like skill.
We have our own Plinko, right?
We do have our own Plinko, yeah.
Favorite game on Price is Right. Honestly, it was probably just the bidding on how much shit was worth.
Really? The beginning?
The bidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't,
to be able to get
on stage.
I don't
know why, man. It's just like, yeah.
It's just consumerism trivia?
Basically, it's like, because there was this whole thing about some dude, right, who was like,
that documentary is insane.
Shit.
He knowed it all.
Yeah,
knowed it. Jesus, criminy Christ. How drunk am I? He knowed it all.
He doesn't know all the prices.
He knew every price of everything, like how they did their algorithm. Like, it was insane. He studied the Price is Right, and he was like, yeah. And he went on and literally won everything.
Yeah.
Documentary.
I don't know,
awesome.
Man. It was just always, funny, too, to see, like, people bidding, and then someone's like, $1. Or someone would be like,
yeah,
you know, 500, Bob, and someone's like,
501.
Yeah, 501 or 499. It's like, you dick.
Or like 9,723.
The 499, if someone bid 500 and someone bid 499, everyone was like, you fucking dumbass.
Yeah,
you either
like,
get it
one
right
over.
Right.
He's either dead on or you're going to be closest without going over.
And you hear ding, ding, ding at the 499. You're like, You're like, am
you're
I
the
guy
who said 500? You're just like,
it's 400 or 499. I'd be so pissed if someone's like, actually, it's 499. Ding,
they
ding,
found
ding. 499. You're like, are you fucking kidding me? Holy shit. I'd kill that person. I would. Oh, man. But they did have like a mini game where you guessed like grocery prices. Remember that? They were like, can of soup over $3 or under $3. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, over under. The old over under.
Over under. Yeah. That was a good one. Or the where you had to make a car. I remember that one where it was like, it was almost like tic-tac-toe type of deal. Yeah.
My favorite was the episode of How I Met Your Mother when...
I thought we were talking Price is Right.
I know. When Barney went on to the Price is Right because he thought Bob Barker was his dad. And he fucking nailed every price without breaking a sweat. He was just like, $4.99 or $2,343. And like dead fuck on, and then won both showcases. And Bob Barker's like, this is the greatest Price is Right in history. And he's like, I've waited 25 years for this moment to be like, hi, Dad, or whatever. And he's like, get the fuck off me.
Man. Oh, I Met Your Mother.
That's such a good fucking show.
Oh, it's amazing. Yep.
I want to introduce, so we finished our show. I want to introduce Tiffany to United States of Terra. You guys ever watch that?
Nope.
Colby Calais? It's about this.
What's that streaming on?
Paramount Plus or Hulu.
That's why I don't know anything about it. No, I lie.
But it's an older, it's probably 15, 20 years old show. But this, it's about this girl who has DID, or multiple personalities. And it's a comedy. And it's and it's fucking
so it's
awesome.
Like
it's so good. Yeah, it's so fucking good. But, yeah, sorry. I don't know why I went there. Drunk ADD.
You were like, Price is Right. Fucking, have you heard of this one?
Oh, because shows, about great shows. Oh, sorry, that's where it was.
Oh, we were talking about great shows?
No, we weren't, but that's where that's where it happened.
Have you seen,
have you not heard this show before?
Oh, I've tried. True. I've tried.
It's tough.
It's tough.
Have you ever turned on Suits at all? Suits is a good show.
Dude, it's funny. So my Aunt Tina always, like, is talking about that show. She's like, I've been watching a lot of Suits.
She's in love with Harvey Specter.
That's a quote we have with each other. Anytime we say like some legal phrase or whatever, she's like, I've been watching a lot of Suits.
Yeah. I know how to beat
your ass. I told Sam at work, I was like, Samantha, I said, you were literally Donna. And she was like, thank you.
That's a compliment.
Yeah. She was like, because she gets shit fucking done. Like, yeah.
She does. She's great.
Donna? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Donna's great. I have no context. I've never seen Suits.
Oh, no?
No, I've never watched
it. You're just fucking...
I wasn't leading you on. I was just saying, like, Tina's watched Suits, so I know of Suits. I've just never seen
Suits, you should dig into it. You would like it.
Yeah, it is
Suits
really
good.
We burned through that.
It's funny because Tina's given me that suggestion and I've never taken her up on it. But now that I'm hearing it from other people, I'm like, all right, yeah, cool.
She's
going to be
great.
Once you hit Tina with the, I've been watching Suits, she'll be like, fuck you.
I'm like, no, I've literally been watching Suits. It's not just the phrase like I'm watching a lot of Suits.
That's awesome. Oh, fucking. Oh, was that your shout out? Was the sad shit?
What?
No, you got shout outs here.
Shout outs. Oh, shout out to Alex Day, our youngest IT guy.
Oh.
The programmer. This motherfucker. Did you hear what he did?
No.
This guy figured out how the fuck to take GT Designer stuff. So if you go to our website, you can design your own bar.
Lay out a complete bar,
whatever. He figured out how to take those 3D models in code and export them into AutoCAD into a perfectly drawn bar for the salespeople so they don't have to manually do it anymore.
Hell yeah.
They just Shout fucking export it. This dude's saving a genius, some fucking hours there. Oh yeah. Yeah. But he started listening to the show and he told me today and he was like, hey man, yeah, I really like your fucking show. I was like, yeah. So I figured I'd give him a shout out, dude. Yeah. MSU fan, grad as well. MSU grad. Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
I do feel like IT goes like pretty unnoticed unless someone's like, the printer's not printing. It's not working.
The joke is, God, everything, you know, nothing ever breaks. What do you even do here? Or it's, why is this always broken? What the fuck do you even do here?
It's one or the other.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But shout out to Alex. And then shout out to Austin again.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
Austin. And shout out to Germany. Meine Freund from Germany. Yeah. From München. Nice.
Trying to go to Germany soon.
Oh yeah,
I want to go to Iceland. So I feel that.
Yeah. Es ist wunderbar.
Alejandra moved out there.
Yeah. Boss, Alejandra,
like, super cool friends.
This chick is fucking awesome. She's awesome.
She's awesome. Yeah. So I was trying to make it out there before the end of this year. But,
why the fuck did Alejandra go to Germany?
So
her
that was
husband's
always,
German.
Well, that he didn't even want to go back. Like, this was always part of her life plan.
Oh,
She was like a caregiver out there and then like ended up coming back to the U.S.
Oh, snap.
Her parents moved from Colombia to Florida. She came back. She always wanted to go back, man. So
hell yeah.
That's what they did.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. Nice. Good
I've
for
been
her.
Doing the Germany every German Germany. I've been doing the German every night on Duolingo.
Oh yeah?
Been trying
the Spanish.
Have you?
It's not working out so well. I just suck at Spanish.
Lo siento.
I feel like it's a part of me, and I should know.
Soy
some
gordo,
of it.
Toque el pine en con su boca.
Nah, man. When I went to Colombia.
He goes, nah, man.
I am fat. Touch my penis with your mouth.
No.
Oh, good for you for saying nah, man.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great,
yeah. Man, honestly.
And then I was correct in saying
yes,
nah, man.
Yes, nah, man. All right. So smooth. He knows it. He's fucking with you.
When I went to Colombia, I like had to learn like a phrase very quickly, which is ¿Dónde está el baño?
Where's the bathroom?
Where's the bathroom?
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, we ate like kings there. It was awesome.
So you're like, I have to shit. Show me your fucking bathroom.
That's pretty much what I should have just learned.
When we went to Cancun, I tried to learn a few. I was, you know, Lo Siento, I'm sorry, was a big one.
All right? I got was one cerveza, por favor.
Yeah, una cerveza, por favor.
Yeah.
Oh,
I forgot the uno. Fuck. God damn it. I wish I could take it back. Yeah. No, actually, I don't. They were serving fucking, was it Dos Equis?
It was Dos Equis or Dos Equis Amber. Those were the only two options.
Yeah, so
of beer
in Cancun.
Yeah,
isn't that shitty? So I was drinking fucking.
I feel like those aren't even like imports, right? Like
no, that's just they're domestics.
That's what I mean. Like you get that shit here like very easily.
Yeah.
What if it was? What if it was like it's not domestic here? It's like the fuck. It wouldn't end up down the street. Yeah, I get the fuck.
I know, right? Yeah.
No, but I was drinking margaritas, like frozen margaritas. Oh,
yeah, there you
fucking
go.
Good.
Roger will fuck a frozen daiquiri.
Dude.
He'll fuck it up. Yeah, that's
fuck
his
it up.
Shit, man. I mean, yeah. Frozen daiquiris.
Yeah.
I looked at Bujol, got that one fucking daiquiri machine. I was so pissed, that commercial one, that when they were selling all the fucking shit off.
Yeah.
I was like, damn it, I wanted to get that for Raj. And he was like,
those things are like $300.
Invite him over, man. Be
no,
like,
he
hey,
got it, he got it for like $100.
Yeah, no shit.
No, they're $600 for the fucking commercial ones. Yeah.
Damn.
He got it for like $100. I was like, motherfucker.
Damn.
What an ass. Damn it.
Yeah. Mr. Cancel on our show. He was supposed to be on the show, too.
Ah, oh, Jesus. We've had a lot of cancellations. I don't know why.
Thank you so much for being here.
Dude, I'm happy to be here. Honestly, like, I don't know. I'm not, like, very good at public speaking or anything like that.
But this isn't public. This is literally conversations you'd have with your buddies at the bar.
Yeah, it is. That's great.
Well, good.
And you're doing a great fucking job.
Oh, thanks,
there.
Man.
You're about to do a better one.
I always think of like, I'm like a huge It's Always Sunny fan. So
they're like
I'm trying to trash man.
They were trying to like start a podcast and Danny DeVito's in there like, dead air. They like invite like Cricket in to like suck on some lemons, or it's just dumb
my
shit.
My top two shows in my entire life are Always Sunny at number one
and the office
at number two.
Yep. I respect that.
Yep. Sunny is fucking amazing. It is Danny hilarious. DeVito is, he's a god.
Him and Charlie Day together.
Oh yeah, just like, it's unreal.
The gruesome
Dane
twosome.
Man, yeah. Master of the night, man.
It's just
champion of the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
Master of karate and friendship for everyone.
Remember when Ryan used to sing that shit all the time?
Like he's a G.
His brother used to sing that shit all the time.
He'd just go, "Day man,"
and then you'd hear from like the catcher. Oh,
hell yeah!
Fighter of the night, man. Oh fuck! Oh, it's so good. Fucking hell! Oh. Did you come with a fucking?
Yeah.
Did he come with one?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Look, I tried to prep. I was like, I've never been on a podcast. I was like, Eddie, what's the format? Because I know there's none. yeah, man. So is it time for last call?
Last call. Da-ding, ding, 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 ding.
Last call for alcohol.
Oh. Call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call for alcohol.
All right, I'm going to kick it off here. So this was many, many moons ago, before I was married to Tiffany. And I was working at Dow at the time. I remember that, but we were out, a couple buddies and I, we were out at Midland Street. We were at Lucky's Pub, and Lucky's always had karaoke. So I'm out there singing some karaoke, and there's these two girls, and they start eyeing us up and everything and what have you. So we went over and talked to them and sat down and started having drinks, and we all are doing karaoke, whatever. Bar goes to close, and I look around, and my friend is gone. Her friend is gone. And so it's just her and I. And she's like, "Hey, my friend left me. Like, you know, do you want to go back to your place or something?" And I was like, "All right." So we went back to my place. Things happen. And then she's like,
looked at me. He was like,
And then she's like, "Hey, can you give me a ride home?" And I was like, Yeah, that's fine. It is 3:30 in the morning at this point.
It's a good time to go home.
Yeah. She's like, "Can you give me a ride home?" And I was like, "Yeah." I said, "Where do you live?" She's like, "Sandusky." And I said, "Ohio?" And she's like, "No, Michigan." I went, "Where the fuck is that?" And like we were talking to her, she points at her hand and she's like, "Here." And I went,
in the thumb, by the way.
I was like, "Is that like Port Huron?" She's like, "Just north of it." She's like, "If you take 46 straight to the Lake Huron,
it's just a straight
right
shot."
There. Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, okay. I have to be to work at 7 a.m. So we get in the car and we fucking go. We go all the way. And I drive and I'm drive. Finally get there. Drop her off. She gave me some money for gas. I was very happy. I was like, "Okay, thank you." And I fucking turned around and
never seen her again.
Never saw her again. Made it just in fucking time for work. Walking to work, changing my uniform. Clock in, immediately go to the porta potty and fall the fuck asleep for like 2 hours. Work my shift. It was a 12-hour shift. I fucking go home. There's another 50 on my floor that must have fallen out of her something. And I was like, "Oh,
her
right.
purse?
Something, yeah." And I was like, "All right, that's good." And then passed the fuck out for almost a full fucking day.
Holy
like,
shit.
It that's was wild. Crazy. I was like, "I don't even know where the fuck. The fuck?" Like, that was one of the most Midwest shit I could ever have done. Like, it's 3:30. Like, can you give me, I guess, like, where do you live? 2 hours away.
Fuck, dude. That's
okay,
that's 4 hours for you. Yeah. Like, there and back.
Dude, and I had to hustle because I had to be at work at 7. Like, fuck yeah. Dude, it was, yeah, all the 46 all the way till it fucking ended. Like,
fucking, I got a thumb story for you.
She was a very nice girl, though. Very nice.
Yeah, I would have been like, "Where's your friend? Because I will take you to her." Yeah. She's close. I know that.
Yeah. Fucking, I got a fucking out in the thumb story for you. So we're chilling down here at the old Rogers Pub. And we're chilling. We're drinking. We're drinking hard. We're fucking... Well, I'm not hammered quite yet, but all my buddies, we're drinking these mugs that can hold about two beers each. So we're just getting after it, getting after it, getting after it, getting after it. And we get a call from my buddy, my longtime buddy, way, way, way back. And he's out in Sebring. And he said, "Hey, the fuck are you doing right now?" And I was like, "I haven't spoken to you in like 8 years. I haven't spoken to you in like 8 years. What the fuck? What's going on?" And he was like, "You need to get the fuck where I am right now." And I said, "Why?" And he goes, "There's a lot of beer. There's a lot of pussy. There's a lot of fun."
All right.
And I was like, "Well, I like beer and I like fun. So where are you at?"
But he prefers wiener.
I'm an engaged man. I can't.
Well, yeah, but this is in the before times.
Oh, yeah. So anyway.
So that makes it okay.
So yeah. I was like, "Fuck yeah, threefold. Let's go." No, anyway. So he's out in Sebring. So we hucked up in the truck. Fact checker was there. And then another buddy, one of us.
Is this Dennis?
Dennis.
Right
there. See? I love how he knows it. Fact checker
I'm
Dennis.
I'm trying to, man.
Yeah, a little fact
checker. I could be a fact checker.
Do you see where fact checker Dennis is? Yeah.
I love this guy.
Oh, you'll probably see him this weekend.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, this is going to be great. He'll be Dennis like, "You motherfucker."
You'll be like, "Wow, you actually showed up." No, I'm just kidding. Anyway. I had to take a drink. So we get in the car, we head out, and we get to this party, hillbilly party. People are like, "Yeah, dude, you can go shoot a 9mm back there. You can come up here and do a keg stand, or you can go into the house with all the fucking hookers." And we're like, what? We're like, is this like a dreamland? It was like Cedar Point for like 21-year-old horny
redneck
people.
Redneck Disneyland?
Yeah, it was basically. Love shoot it. A 9mm back there, do a keg stand up here.
When you wish upon a slut.
Basically, that was his plan. But yeah, we did our time there, and we came back here, and after
in
that.
In the front or in the butt.
Wake up in the back of a truck.
Oh no.
Oh. I love it.
So after that wondrous fucking Disney wet dream of a fucking party, I remember seeing Dennis like backed up against that fucking wall sitting down, and I was like, "Oh, he's gonna have a bad night." But yeah, that was a fucking, yeah, that one right there, right by that fucking
jukebox.
Yep. Just sitting down, just fucking dead to the world. And I was like, "Yep." And he slept there all night. So that was a good time. But that was my last call story. I remember out in Sebring. We drove all the way there just to have some fun, just to come back like 5 hours later.
Hell yeah.
We would have been there for 15, but then I went
there.
I've
had a few parties out in Sebring. I should
did
write
you,
those
Did you like hook up with somebody and be like, "I live 2 hours away.
You
like,
can you give me a ride? I'll drop a 50 on your floor and give you 50 more when I get there. Please. I live in Bay City. It's just
a straight shot.
It's past Quantico C and straight on till morning.
It's just
Peter
north,
Pan. Anybody?
It's north of Saginaw. If you go straight north, you hit the water. I'm being a piece of shit. I'm sorry. New York,
second weed shop to the right.
The fucking city that might sleep
Dude,
sometimes.
I'll tell
Fuck
you
New
what.
York.
If I slept,
fuck New York.
If I slept that night, I don't remember it.
Jesus, let's hear it.
So I was working at Glass Tender, refrigeration planner. I had three roommates at the time.
Oh, this was early.
Dude, this was like easily, I was Thank probably you. Around 20. So here's the funny thing, right? I told my mom I was doing this tonight. She stopped by before like I headed out here.
Nice.
And
she hit you with that. I just want you to be safe.
No, I was laying out this format like, oh yeah, they you know they do
oh,
this
shit,
last
is your
call.
Mom
the story.
Gonna start listening to this show,
dude.
Uh oh,
that'd be hype. No, that'd be hype.
I'll invite her. I'll be
hi,
like,
hey. Andy's,
hi Andy's
mom,
Kathy.
Hi Kathy.
Hi Kathy. So
we love you.
She's like, oh my god, what story are you gonna tell? And I was like, well, there's one I remember from the hills in Saginaw. She's like, oh, you're not going to tell the New York story?
Fucking
and I was like,
hills
I fucking
cavern?
Totally. Yes. Yes. The hills. I haven't been back. I've been there once. Never went
we
back.
We used to go there every year for my birthday Did for you? All you can eat fish, man. This Steve, will be, shout out to Steve.
Steve's still working there. Yeah. Yeah.
This will be up to you guys. There's a twofer here on the table, but like my mom was like, you're not going to tell the New York story? And I was like, holy fuck, I totally forgot about the New York
story. Oh, I want the New York story.
Drank okay, the New York story
yeah,
away.
So I was working at Glass Tender. My mom was like, hey, your grandma from Texas is going to fly up to see her brother in New York. I'm going to go see her. It's like I don't know, 11:30. I was like, when are you going? She's like, today, in like an hour. And I was like, oh, great.
What?
Yeah. So I was like, well, I want to go. I was like, let me see if I could get it off. I asked my boss at the time, like, hey.
Wait, who was that?
Pam. Pam Patton.
Oh, I don't know.
This was before your time.
What was her middle name? Was it Triple P? Was she fucking?
I don't know.
Pam Patrick. Fucking
Pam Patrick. Pam Pat.
Pam Priscilla.
I said Pam. Pan. Pan.
Pan.
You're saying Pan.
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 No, you're saying Pam.
Pa.
With the D.
Pa.
So
like Kobayashi.
So I was like, hey, I want to go to New York. If I put in, like, you know, can I take off early for the day? She said, yeah. I went home. Asked one of my roommates at the time, who works second shift. I was like, hey man, he was close with our family already. So I was like, hey man, I want to go see grandma in New York. You want to roll? You want to go? He's like, let me make a call real quick. sometimes he, like, you know, would either call into work or like he would have his nephews, his sister's sons. He was like, all right, cool. I'm ready to roll. I pack a bag. This dude brings like 6 pairs of shoes, 12 different hats, like 2 different bags. We're taking my Saturn Ion.
This was your girlfriend?
This was my boy Blake.
I'm just saying all that.
Shout out to Blake. Anyways, yes, basically you pack like a woman.
Yeah.
So we head out there. We crash somewhere in between, like,
call story.
Here in New York. Between here and New York, we crash somewhere for a night driving out there. Wake up, hit the road again. We get to New York. We separate from like my mom and who she's with, and then it's like me, my boy Blake, and my brother Dan, and we waste no time. We're like, first fucking open door, like dive bar, going downstairs. We're not even in Times Square. We're just like, let's get a beer. Dan doesn't have his ID. We start shooting pool at a pool table, and we're like, don't worry, we'll grab the pictures or whatever. We start getting.
Were your pitchers $25?
No, because we weren't in Times Square. We were just, as soon as we got to New York. As soon as we got to New York, we're just getting shit faced. Like, immediately. It's probably, I don't know, anywhere from like noon to like 3 in the afternoon. So,
all right, good. Good, good, good.
I don't know how they found us. We ended up getting like tanked at the Times Square TGI Fridays.
Good.
Good. Gotta love a TGI.
Oh, yeah, dude. Man. So it's funny because, like, when I see that spot in movies, I'm like, I got kicked out of there. I got kicked out of there. So, like, when you're watching, like, Captain America and he wakes up and he's, like, in Times Square, I was like, oh, I was there. I don't know how my mom ended up finding us, and I'm just, like, wrecked. We had already stopped at a shoe store, a hat store. I had like this big plastic bag full of shit sitting on the drink on the bar, and they're already kicking us out
on the drink table.
I've spilled a drink on my brother. He's wearing white shorts. I'm blaming him. Like, why are you wearing white shorts, bro?
Yeah, true.
So his mistake. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I was like, I never get like this. I'm from out of town. Blah blah blah. I'm signing the check. I leave a big tip. And then I go to grab the bag, and I just, like, drag it off the bar and knock.
No.
And I'm on the hook. So I'm just like, there's, like, 6, 8, 10 glasses just falling over the corner. And I was like, I'm so sorry. We're leaving. So we end up going to this jazz place called Beatty's Barbecue. And they serve fucking chicken wings, man. Oh, what they also serve are, like, huge-ass fishbowl style margaritas.
Nice.
And they have this like clip-on little plastic bullet that clips onto the side of the glass. The last thing I remember is like them bringing our wings and we're all taking a cheers, right? And I take the bullet out of the margarita and everyone's like cheersing, blah blah blah. I shoot that thing back and I look at my buddy Blake. He's like, you're supposed to throw in your drink, man. I was like, oh shit.
Oh, so now you have
that was literally the last thing I remember. I wake up, dude. I
fucking love it.
The fucking sun is out. We're sitting in a parking lot.
Nice.
In the backseat of a car that's not mine.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. And I'm like coming to, and I like look over, and I'm on like the driver's side passenger backseat, right? And my boy Blake's over here. Apparently, we had like met up with some girls that he knew, and they're in the front seat sitting in like the parking lot of a hotel. I don't know where we're at.
Hell yeah.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, where's my car? He's like, where's your brother? And I was like, where's my car? So
fuck my brother. Dude, where's my car?
So this I swear to God, dude, this was like dude, where's my car movie, get him to the Greek, and like the hangover. Yeah. All in one movie. So like, come to find out, my brother like commandeered my car. I messed up. Blake's messed up. He's trying to get us to like the hotel that my mom's like, yeah, we're staying at this hotel.
Yeah.
This dude drops my car off. Mind you, the hotel's in Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, shit. Jesus.
So we're not even in New York anymore.
Yeah.
So we wake up outside the city not knowing what's going on. I end up finally getting a hold of him. He's like, oh, yeah, when Foursquare was huge, you check into places.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I made your car a Foursquare. That's how I knew, like, you know, we could find it the following morning. We roll upstairs, dude. Blake's throwing up in the toilet as, like, Dan's getting ready. I'm just trying to stay alive at that point. We have to go find my car. We see my grandma in New York for, like, maybe an hour. And then I have to drive my ass home.
Oh, poor just grandma.
Kind of, like, halfway there, passed out. Blake takes over the last couple hours. We pull up to the house. He gets out. I get in the driver's seat. I go to work. Like,
this was, shit.
Yeah, but waking up in Newark, New Jersey was probably by far like the the worst it's ever been.
The most down bad. You were like, I can't breathe. You're like, I'm breathing, but I can't breathe.
I didn't know where my car was. I didn't know where my brother was.
I didn't know where I was. Where's your brother? Fucking, where's my car,
where's my car?
That's awesome. Jesus. That's a fucking New York story.
That's
it's scary to be that drunk in New York, man.
That's a fucking last call story.
I will say, shout out to my brother Dan, man, because like we could have ended up in like a terrible situation.
Fuck yeah for Dan. Fuck yeah for Foursquare, baby.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Damn.
That's a good one.
Hell yeah.
Cheers to you for that.
Man, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. This has been fucking awesome.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, what is what?
That's Tina.
Oh, she's going, podcast?
Podcast?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Come on out. No.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Thank you so much. Thank you to our sponsors, to Ideal Party Store on Salzburg and Johnson. Thank you to I Want That Kettle Corn.
Yes, sir.
And thank you to Hayden Cobley, Drywall. And as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
Cheers.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wide Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.